This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Continued recovery on the Grizzly Creek fire burn scar means there likely won't be as many closures this year on I-70 through Glenwood Canyon. The interstate is closed whenever forecasts predict enough rain to merit a flood warning. Todd Blake is with the State Department of Transportation. He says last year they closed the canyon if more than 3/4 of an inch was predicted to fall in an hour. This year they raised that to 1 inch.
We had the same summer as we did last summer. We'll reduce our closures by probably 50%.
So far, the canyon hasn't closed this year, but Blake notes the area experiences its heaviest rain starting in July. The Denver Nuggets celebrated a title that's eluded them for half a century, NBA champions. CPR's John Daly was among the sea of Nuggets fans partying in downtown Denver today.
Everybody that I've talked to said they're just proud of the city, happy to be celebrating another championship after the Avs won last year, after celebrating the Broncos in style in 2015. The city is alive and celebrating and having fun, and people are enjoying it.
Officials estimated around 1 million people attended the parade and rally. Meanwhile, a Denver police officer is in the hospital with serious injuries after being hit by a fire truck during today's Nuggets parade. Police haven't identified the officer or said what caused the incident. It happened near the end of the parade route and was close to a truck carrying the Nuggets starters. Scattered storms are still expected across the Front Range and Eastern Plains, with rain and storms also possible in northwestern Colorado and along the western slope. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.